بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We discussed the statement of Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he spoke of the relationship that the Quran ought to have with the heart of a person, and how the closest thing to the heart should be the Quran, or the strongest thing attached to the heart should be that of the Kalam of Allah, the Quran. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he has said about the Quran that إِنَّ الْبَيْتَ لَيَتَّسِعْ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ وَتَحْضُرُهُ الْمَلَائِكَ وَتَحْجُرُهُ الشَّيَاطِينَ وَيَكْثُرْ خَيْرُهُ. He mentions four great things. He says, number one, living in a home becomes comfortable, living in a home becomes peaceful for the occupants of the home. How many a times we find that the home, as spacious as it is, as palatial as it may be, as luxurious as it is, there's no peace within the home. So he says, living in a home becomes enjoyable. Number one, tahjuruhu tahduruhu al-malaika, angels, which are the carriers of peace and lot of good, they come into a home. Number two. Number three, tahjuruhu shayateen, devils and the evil jinn that are carriers of impurities and carriers of all things bad, they leave the home. And number four, he says, the good within the home multiplies and increases. Four things. Living becomes wonderful in the home, peaceful, content. Number two, malaika enter the home. Number three, shayateen leave the home. Number four, the good within the home multiplies. When? He says, أَيُّقْرَأْ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ, when Qur'an is consistently and excessively recited in the home. That is the benefit that the Qur'an brings within the home of a person when it is recited in the home. And I always encourage this, that have a family amal time or a family ibadah time, where sometime, when one is you have your individual time within your home for ibadah, but one is a family ibadah time. 10 minutes, 15 minutes, or 20 minutes a day, whatever time is convenient when the family can come together. 10 minutes spent in the recitation of the Quran together. 5 minutes in the dhikr of Allah. 5 minutes durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 2 minutes recite one hadith. And wallah, you will see what khair and good will come into the home if this is practiced consistently. Now that I grant us the understanding.